Okay, we've mentioned it a few times. Today we're going to go into a little bit more depth about what line reading is and how it can help you with your voice training. What is line reading? Nothing to do with... It's not like line dancing. You're okay. You don't have to do a jig. A director may... Oh, hello, by the way. Hello, this is Peter. Get a Better Broadcast Podcast, voice over voice. How you doing? A director may read your script to you in the style they want you to emulate. It's called a line reading. And this is slightly different from a line-by-line read that we mentioned a few days ago, as it's when a director speaks a phrase or sentence exactly how they want it to be read by you, you know, regarding intonation, accent, pace, and so on, and then they record you repeating it back to them exactly. Now, professional voiceover artists should rarely need this kind of direction, certainly not for an entire script, but very often celebrities who've been booked to lend their name and voice to a project often do. They don't quite get the nuances of how to do a voiceover script. Now, if you're asked to do it, don't take it personally as an affront to your skills. It may be that the director's not actually explaining very well the style or the tone that they actually want. They may not have the terminology, or you may just genuinely not understand the nuance that they need, and it's just easier to show you with their voice. So why may it be that you don't understand what they want? Well, obviously, we're all different, aren't we? The subtlety of a word they're using may be different from your understanding of that word, perhaps because of your ages or backgrounds or cultures and so on. But a good director should have much more in their exclamational arsenal before they resort to a lazy line reading. They can use images to explain the sound and the feel that they want. For example, they could say, OK, imagine you're alone in your house and you hear a weird noise outside. How's that going to make you feel? Now, I want that kind of feeling to come over in the tone and expression in your voice. Or they could use synonyms. Okay, let's try a read with a voice that sounds easy, simple, effortless, straightforward and relaxed, like syrup. Or similes. Yeah, similar to what I just said at the end of that last example. I want you to sound as cool as a cucumber, with a voice as though it's dripping in honey. Adjectives. Imagine biting into a crisp, sweet, juicy red apple. Or even adverbs. It'd be great if you can attack that line a little bit more greedily. Yeah? You get the idea how it's not just a little bit faster, a little bit slower, a little bit louder, a little bit softer. Yeah? It's not as easy as that. A director has got to be pretty skilled in how to get over what they're trying to get you to do. Now, if a line reading is suggested, just go with it. You need to be malleable and affable. Oh, and directors, if you're doing this, tread carefully around a voice actor's ego and apologise for using what is seen by many as a bit of a last-ditch technique. And it certainly is a last resort. The actor is a professional, not a parrot, and a professional voice reader, not a robot. That's because, first, someone telling you how to read a line, just to copy them, doesn't help you connect with a character. And the reason or the thinking behind that line, it can make you sound false. It affects the fluency, the storytelling, and the conversationality. Okay, that is it for today's episode. Tomorrow, we've got another reason about the limits of line reading as Get a Better Broadcast Podcast and Voice Over Voice continues. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.